Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Missy. I'm a Joseph. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a Mr. James Jackson, last name J-A-C-K-S-O-N, and his phone number is 702-372-9819, and he needs help with his Roundup claim.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Jackson, she'll take you from here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hello, James.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Not really. If Buddy was the person I was just talking to.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yeah, no, I haven't signed no documents with nobody.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
You're good, huh?
Do you know which subtype it was? Was it a B-cell or a T-cell?
A B cell?
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed?
September 2021.
September. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 28.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work?
At home.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And what is that home address where you were spraying it?
What is it? 2300 Corn Cob Cactus Court. Corn Cob is spelled together. Cactus Court, 89106.
Okay, and that's in Las Vegas?
Yes.
Is this your current home address?
No.
Okay, that was 2300 Corn Cob Cactus Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106?
Yes.
And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
Say eight years altogether.
Okay. Would you say that you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes. This is Apple phone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Hepatitis B or autoimmune disease?
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No, ma'am.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides the non-Hodgkin's?
My father. He died of cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was he diagnosed with?
Prostate. My uncles. I got a cancer run in my family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Your uncles had cancer as well.
Yeah, I had like three uncles that had died from cancer. My dad, and my grandma.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled James.
Yes.
Last name Jackson.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
My who?
Your gender?
I'm a male.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
August 24th, 1993.
Thank you. And what is your social? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes. What is your social?
530-75-8991.
Thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
How did I first? I don't know. I started feeling weird. I just went to the doctor. And then I did my research and looked it up on Facebook.
Okay. Was that also in 2021 or was that more recent?
This was recent.
Was it this year or last year?
Yeah, this year when I found out about this.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6'1", and I'm 190.
And what is your primary email?
My primary email? MANSAMAINE0824@icloud.com.
That's MANSAMAINE0824@icloud?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then this is your main cell phone number, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many times per month were you using Roundup?
Say like per month, like twice a week, probably.
Twice a week, so 8 times a month?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what year did you first start using Roundup?
2011? April 2011.
And when did you stop?
August of 2019.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, ma'am.
Right. And then you were spraying this. What states were you spraying the Roundup in?
Like my residential area, like my house, around, you know, the weeds around your house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it was only in Nevada, or was it anywhere else?
Yeah, in Nevada. Nah, nowhere else. Only lived in Las Vegas.
Okay. And how many exposures do you think you've had to Roundup in your lifetime?
Ooh, I don't know, ma'am. Probably twice, three, four, I don't know. I can't say.
Okay. It could just be a rough estimate of how many times you sprayed it in your whole lifetime. It could be over 5, over 10, over 20.
I say 2040.
Okay.
Because I've been sprayed it a lot.
So over 40 times?
Yeah, over 40.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
Who?
Any other herbicides, like benzene or Agent Orange?
No. I'm sorry, I'm outside and I can't really hear you.
That's okay. And do you get your water from a well?
My water from a well? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was, I had to mix it with water.
And do you remember where you purchased it from?
The Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Yeah, I got the receipts.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Yes.
How many years have you smoked for?
Say 3 or 4 years.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
No, not right now.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits? Hello?
Maybe.
Yes, I can hear you now.
And no other lawsuits or any of that.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim or bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Right. And do you have medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Optum Cancer Center?
Austin Cancer Center?
Optum. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, Optum. Optum.
Oh, Optum. And that's the one on 2300 West Charleston Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you remember your physician's name?
I know it's Alex. Can I look at my phone and see?
Yeah.
Let me go through my contacts. Contacts. Dr. Alex McCullin, McAlinao.
Okay, thank you. And when was the last time you were treated?
The last time I was treated? I was treated 2021.
Do you know the month?
October.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It's been hectic, hard. Hard to breathe. Just, man.
Would you say some mental and physical hardships as well?
Yes, ma'am. Suicidal.
I'm sorry?
Like, feel suicidal.
Suicidal? Wow. Are you doing better now?
Yeah, not really.
Oh.
Not really.
Gosh. And have you had any treatment at all for the non-Hodgkin's?
Not this year.
Okay. But when you did it, was it chemo or radiation?
It was chemo.
Okay. And then can I get your current home address?
522 North Lamb Boulevard, apartment 203, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89110.
Okay, I got up to 522 North
Lamb. LAMB. Boulevard, BLVD. Apartment 203, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89110.
Okay, thank you. Right, and then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
I'm going to give you my stepdad's number.
Okay, does he live with you?
His name is Marshall Singleton. His number is 702-419-4848.
And does he live with you?
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, did you say he lives with you or no?
Say it again.
Does he live with you?
No.
Okay, and that was Marshall, and what was his last name?
Singleton.
Can you spell that for me?
S-I-N-G-L-E. T-O-N.
Okay, thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
Who?
DocuSign.
For jobs.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you over these documents right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link.
Yes.
So you can open that up and I'll walk you through it.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you receive it?
Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead and open that up, and you should see a start button.
Do I have to make an account?
No.
Yes.
No. It'll just ask you to agree, and then you should see the start button pop up, and that should take you to the first signature box.
Can you sign?
Yes.
How do I agree? How do I sign it?
You can just draw your signature.
It's not letting me.
Is there any other pop-up fields? Does it say you have to agree or consent?
Huh?
Do you see any other notifications popping up?
Uh-uh.
Okay,